talk about movies, maybe a joke or two. It's pod on the cob. It's pod on the cob.
Welcome to the Pod on the Cob podcast, the ever-evolving Pod on the Cob podcast, I will add. My name is Tyler. I'm here, as always, with my lovely co-host, Steph. Steph, do a hair whip. Oh, if you're listening to this, she did a hair whip and then her headphones flew off her head.
Okay, it worked earlier when I did it.
It did.
I just have to do a little more tame.
That was a good one.
Okay,
yeah, that one looked really good. Typically typically Pod on the Cob is a podcast where we only cover movies that have the vegetable corn in them, but like I said, it's an ever-evolving podcast, and if you clicked on this, you might have noticed that it had a different name. This is our new spin-off Pod on the Cob podcast that we are doing, called The Good, The Bad, and The Trashy. I guess we'll explain the format more in a second, but I will just add, it's a little bit more media heavy than corn heavy, kind of like our bonus episodes are usually pretty media heavy, not corn heavy. But who knows, maybe corn will make an appearance in the future. But Steph, do you want to explain to everybody what The Good, The Bad, and The Trashy is going to be?
Yeah, I would love to explain. Okay, so you're not about to watch a Clint Eastwood movie. It's not even related to Westerns at all, unless, I don't know, we don't know what we picked, so maybe one of Tyler's is a Western. The Good, The Bad, and The Trashy is the categories that we are sort of classifying the things that we've seen recently. So that could be TV shows, that could be movies. Not necessarily like it just came out, but like something we've seen recently, or like what are we watching, that kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah. For me, and I think we, you know, in classic Pod on the Cob style, we didn't talk too much about how we were each going to do this before we did it. This is Steph's idea. So let me just start by saying this is Steph's idea. It's a great idea. We didn't really talk about how we wanted to do it ahead of time. We just had a brief conversation. So for me, The Good is going to be something I recommend you go consume. Something that I think you should go see. It's good. The Bad is going to be something I do not recommend. Something that is bad. And Trashy, it can be either for me. It can be something that I think is bad, but I still recommend. Or it can be something that is bad, but has a certain quality to it that I don't recommend. That one's probably going to change the most, I think, episode by episode. That's how I'm approaching The Good, The Bad, and The Trashy. But Steph, how does that differ from your approach? How is it similar to your approach?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I don't know about like recommending, because you can take a shot at any of, you could try to watch the one that I picked for bad.
Sure.
But yeah, definitely like something I have seen recently that I just like was like, that was good. Something I've seen recently that was bad. It's something I've seen recently that was, you guessed it, trashy. So yeah, pretty much what you said, Tyler.
Yeah, I think that works. I think you and I are staying within the same parameters for the most part. Like you said, taste is subjective. I will flat out not recommend my bad and flat out recommend my good. But cool. Taste is subjective. If you want to test yourself with my bad and see if it's worth your while, have at it. There's really nothing else. We'll read some fan mail before the episode's over. So stick around if you wrote us recently so you can hear us read your fan mail. But I don't think there's anything stopping us from just getting started. So Steph, since this was your idea, let's start with The Good. What's your The Good?
All right, my pick for The Good is a show, a TV show that I've watched recently, a Netflix show called Devil May Cry is based on a video game. It's by the same name, Devil May Cry. It's an animated show. Basically, the main character is like a super hot demon hunter guy who's trying to save the world because a villain with a rabbit head is basically, he's trying to like open the gates to hell and unleash demons on Earth. But like, turns out demons are actually just like regular beings who just want to like live a better life because hell is like a terrible place to live. So it's kind of this like cool story where like the villain isn't like that villainous. He's like kind of a hero trying to save. And it's like very contemporary. The theme is like very contemporary to today. The animation's great. The voice acting's great. It's fun. The episodes are like 30 minutes long, so it's short, which I love. There's a lot of like action. He's got like guns. It's super sick. Fun music. All around a good time.
I didn't even know that they made a show of this. I'm familiar with the video game franchise. When I was a little kid, this shit was like right up my alley. You know, like anime guy with doing like slow motion, falling out of windows backwards, shooting guns in the air, and then hitting people with swords. His name's like Dante, right?
Dante.
Or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I know a little bit about the franchise. I wasn't allowed to play the games when I was a kid because devil, bad. You know, you don't want to be doing stuff with the devil when you're in junior high, right? But I never ended up playing them when I got older either, but I've always been interested. I'm glad there's a show. I'll check it out. This is why we do The Good. It's a good recommendation. Dude, I'm fired up that you recommend that show. I'm psyched on this.
I really like that show. I feel like it like scratches an itch for me. It reminds me a lot of like The Matrix, which is like a movie that I love. There's like the theme song is like a Limp Bizkit song, and like, I don't know, it's really
fun. Oh my
fun.
God, that is awesome.
And you would love, the villain is so sick. He has like he's like human form body with like a white rabbit head, and he's all like, it's cool.
Okay, sick. Yeah, for the longest time, I really liked the video game Super Smash Brothers. And I know that you've played that, and I know that like a lot of our listeners like it. And Dante's on my like short list of characters that I think it would have been really cool to have seen him in Super Smash Brothers. He's a cool character. Even if I don't know much about that franchise, it's one of those things where I know that character. I recognize him right away when I see him, right?
So totally.
I, for one, but can tell you that I will be watching your The Good.
Yay!
I can promise you that. That sounds awesome. Thank you for the recommendation.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's yours?
Mine's my only movie today, which I know is surprising because I'm usually like movie man. So I agree with what you said at the start of the show that our The Goods, or really any of our things, don't have to be contemporary things. For the first episode, I really wanted to do contemporary things just because like, these are things I'm really watching right now. And I had things that fit all of those categories. So all of mine are contemporary. They're all from 2025.
Okay.
Devil May Cry, I think, was also from 2025, right? From this year?
Yeah. Pretty sure it came out like 2 months ago or something.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So mine is something that I saw. I guess another little rule I'm breaking here is I don't typically like to talk about things that I know we will end up reviewing on the show in a dedicated episode someday. And this movie is something that I know we will end up reviewing in a dedicated episode. But it's very relevant. It's very popular. It's very, very good. And I just feel like I have to talk about it sooner than later. So my The Good is Ryan Coogler's Sinners. Starring Michael B. Jordan and Hailee Steinfeld and a bunch of other amazing people. The whole cast is fantastic. It's the best movie I've seen all year.
Ooh.
It's so good. When I do our best of 2025, worst of 2025 at the end of this year, beginning of next, if this is still in my top three, I'll swap something else and I'll talk about something else that day, because there's a very decent chance that this is not leaving my top three before the year is up. It's very good. I'm glazing a movie that everyone is saying is good. I'm not saying anything original or new by telling you that I highly recommend that you go see Sinners. But if it sweetens the pot for you at all, I would say, due to the fact that it's contemporary, I highly recommend you see it in theaters, and you help it make money, and you help movies like this one do well in theaters, because it was such a breath of fresh air for people who are like not in on the plot. I'm going to be careful to not spoil sort of the main premise, because I sort of wish I had it known. And
yeah, I know nothing about this movie, but I'm super excited
awesome.
To watch it.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. I'm glad you don't. Okay, then I'm definitely not going to spoil it, because it's everywhere in the trailers. Avoid the trailers for this if you want to like, not
have
the
spoils. I always avoid trailers. Trailers might as well just be spoiler alert trailers. Like, they show you the whole fucking movie, and you're like, okay, well, now why do I need to go see the movie? Just watch the
trailer.
Totally.
I'm starting to avoid trailers for things now, too. And this one, when I saw the first trailer, they didn't spoil sort of like the sort of twist.
I think I saw the early trailer, too.
When he's like walking with like the Tommy gun, it's so sick looking. I was like, okay, I want to see this based on that shot alone.
Right.
And then future trailers gave away something. So I won't go into that something. Okay. Most people listening to this probably already know what it is, but I won't ruin it. But I'll read the synopsis here really quickly. Trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers, both played by Michael B. Jordan, I should mention.
Oh, it's a real Parent Trap.
It's so good because let me finish reading the synopsis, I guess. Twin brothers return to their Mississippi hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. I think that's ambiguous enough that it doesn't give anything.
Yeah, totally.
Away.
I love it. I love it.
Michael B. Jordan plays two characters named Smoke and Stack. They are different but similar, and he is so nuanced in his performance that you really see how they're different people, even though they're also very similar people. Just like across the board, the music is amazing, great performances, unique plot, really good pacing. You know, I'm like a big sucker when it comes to good pacing, great pacing. See Sinners in theaters.
All right.
Support a movie that is a cool movie, that's really unique, that's really fun, that isn't like, I think it is based off of like a comic book, but like it doesn't have that feel of like seeing a cheapo comic book blockbuster kind of movie. I should also add that I saw an interview with Ryan Coogler on last podcast on the left, and I just liked him so much listening to the interview, and it made me want to support his work even more. He just seems like a really cool person. He's very funny. Like, he's cracking me up the whole interview. So Sinners. Everyone's saying you should see it. I joined the crowd. Go see Sinners.
Okay, amazing.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hell, that's my the good.
Cool. Well, I will see your The Good.
And I will see your The Good.
Okay, so we did our The Goods. Now we are on to The Bad. Yeah. My The Bad is actually the only one of my three that is old. It came out, it's a movie. It came out in 2018. But I'll give a little bit of like why it's relevant to me. So it's based on a book, and I just read the book. And I remember really liking the movie, so I rewatched the movie. Turns out it's bad. Movie is called Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot of bad things about this.
Have you seen this movie?
No, I have like no interest in this.
Okay.
I've read the book. I've read the
book.
You have? I've read the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun. What did you think of the book?
I thought the book was like the equivalent of seeing like a Fast and Furious movie. Like, it was like fun and easy, and I didn't feel challenged by it, and I just kind of enjoyed it. But I don't think it's like this masterpiece.
No. But yeah, definitely like fun, and you know, it the book, like the way the story goes, like makes sense. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the movie. It's a Steven Spielberg movie. And it's set in the future. It's like 2045 or whatever.
Like 20 years in the future.
Yeah. So the future...
Surely it's really going to look like 20 years from now. It's not going to look like a super futuristic society that is not even close to achievable in 20 years, right? Surely.
Well, they don't. It's not like they have like flying cars or anything, at least.
Okay, that's
so
fair. That's
it's
fair.
The biggest thing is the whole story kind of revolves around this VR like game or community or whatever called the Oasis, and mm-hmm. this game or this I don't know VR virtual reality. Because it's you can play yeah, games, you yeah. can do whatever.
Going back to something you said earlier, it's pretty similar to The Matrix. It's a digital right. world that you can like live, essentially live in, right. like, but you're not physically there.
Yeah. So the tech is just like VR goggles, and then they have some like suit, tactile suits or gloves or whatever. But yeah, it's man, I couldn't even. I watched the movie when it came out in 2018. I thought it was fun. Then I rewatched it after like finishing the book, and I was just like, this is insulting to like yeah. any semblance of a story of this from this world. They totally like changed the characters essentially, like in their motivations mm-hmm. and how they like operate. But like, aside from being a person who's just constantly comparing it to like the book, it just isn't a really good movie. Like it's,
yeah.
it doesn't really make sense. It's really rushed. Suddenly there's like, suddenly this is happening. And like, suddenly there's like rebels and you're like, where are the, what? Yeah. So it basically, cause I don't think I've finished like the premise is this guy, this billionaire who developed the Oasis. He's kind of like a Steve Jobs-esque type of character. He dies and he leaves his entire fortune, his inheritance, and the rights to the Oasis to whoever can find his like Easter egg in this world. So basically the characters have to solve puzzles and do stuff to like get the key to like get the fortune. So it's kind of a adventure and all of that where people team up or do it solo, and it just didn't work. It just didn't work.
I have never, so I said before, I've never seen the movie. I really like the Red Letter Media review of this movie. Ooh. For anyone who wants to watch that, because they've also never read the book.
Okay.
And they're just like, what is this? Like, if you go into it not having read the book, for them, they are just like, what is this? This is like rushed and hard to follow.
Yeah,
and
it makes
like,
no
and
sense.
All nostalgia bait. And like, yeah. they saw it, the context they saw it in is an interesting one, because the book is maybe like a little bit more thoughtful about its like approaches to
right.
stuff. Yeah, it's their review of it's really funny. I remember, can we spoil things? Because like you're saying this
Hell
is
yeah.
bad and
it's
you don't
old.
Recommend it, right?
It's from 2018, too.
Okay. So one of the things that they point out in the Red Letter Media review, I just remember this, I've never seen the movie again, is they're trying to find Easter eggs in the world in order to like become the new like leader of the virtual world or something, right? Like it's like some right. plot like that. And like the keys that yeah. used to belong to the billionaire. And they're all hidden in like Easter eggs in the game that he,
yeah.
you know, whatever. And isn't one of them like they drive backwards on a racetrack in a video game and that's how you get the key?
Yeah. And none of the, so like, obviously that's the plot and it's the same plot in the book. Literally none of the like puzzles and whatever to get the keys, they completely changed all of them for
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah, that was not in the book, I remember.
No, none of them are. And they just wanted like a race because like it's super sick and they're racing. And again, very Fast and Furious. Yeah.
Right. Well, and like the guys on Red Letter Media were saying, like anyone who's ever played a video game, a racing video game, knows one of the first things you do just to goof off when you play one of those games is you drive backwards. And like people who are listening to this podcast agree with me on this. I remember I owned a NASCAR game when I was a kid. Grady and I, my brother, used to play it barely because we weren't really into it. And one of the first things we always did was drive backwards to be those guys that crashed into the other cars. You would have found the key on accident in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
When you think about all, so like one of the things they said in Red Letter Media is like billions of people are using this virtual world and mm-hmm. no one's ever tried that. No one's ever driven backwards on this racetrack. What are the odds? That's insane. The odds.
Yeah.
So it's like, just like this movie that feels so like rushed and not thought out. And listen, again, I'm making fun of a movie I've never even seen, but it sounds bad to me and I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. You pretty much got the gist of it.
Okay, wow. Well, I will be skipping Ready Player One.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you for that. My the bad is me really breaking the rules of the show.
Okay.
But I guess we're making up the rules of this show as we go along.
As we go.
It's kind of a TV show in the sense that I watched it on TV.
Okay.
My the bad are. My the bad is Los Angeles's hockey team, the Los Angeles Kings.
Oh,
I have been a Los Angeles Kings fan for my entire life. Incredibly loyal fan. I watch every playoff game. I invite all of my friends over and we throw a little mini party and we do shots every time they score. And I wear all my Kings gear. I even wore a Kings hat on the podcast when they were in the playoffs because they were in the playoffs and I wanted to like support them.
Represent.
And they lost in the playoffs to the Edmonton Oilers for the fourth year in a row, same team knocking them out in the first round of the playoffs. It's bad. The bad. This is the bad. I watched this thing that made me mad.
Damn.
Every other night for like six nights, and I'm really unhappy about it still. The for those of you who don't know, the Los Angeles Kings, starring, directed by Jim Hiller,
starring
Anjay Kopitar, Quentin Byfield, Adrian Kempe, and Darcy Kemper. I would add Drew Doughty to the list. The bad guys, the villains are played by Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
Is it the same team or are they a different team?
Oh, no, that's the bad team, the Oilers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I know it's a little bit blasphemous to bring sports into our, like, movies podcast, but, yeah, listen, I was trying to think of something that I watched on TV this year that made me, like, really mad, that I really hated, and I couldn't really think of anything. There's things I didn't love, there's things I didn't really like that much, but I couldn't think of anything that I really thought was bad. And then I just thought, well, the most angry I've been watching TV in 2025 was watching that shit happen again.
Oh, my God.
So the bad is the 2025 Los Angeles Kings. I will always love you, but bad. And I don't recommend because they will just you will feel the heartbreak that I feel.
Okay.
So that's mine. Mine is a sport team.
A sport. Yeah, I won't go watch the replays then.
I would skip them. I'd skip the replays. Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I would say that my loyalty runs too deep for me to give up now, but I don't know if I recommend you jump on the bandwagon.
Okay. All right.
Okay, just kidding. Love you, Kings. All right, Steph. This is the one I'm really excited for because this is ambiguous, kind of different sort of category. What is your the trashy?
Okay. So for the trashy, it's a show. We're back to shows. We're back to Netflix, which I did not do on purpose, but they're both Netflix shows. Just so happened that way. This show is like pure slop garbage that you just gobble right the fuck up. This show is called XO Kitty. This show is a spinoff of another Netflix show titled To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which is basically like they're like rom-com, like teeny bopper rom-com shows.
Okay.
So XO Kitty, basically the premise is the main character, her name's Kitty, it's a nickname. She goes to study abroad in Korea. She's half Korean. Her mother was Korean and passed away when she was young. So in an effort to like feel closer to her mom, she's like 15, she gets accepted to this international school in Korea. And her dad's like, yeah, you can go. That's fine. And all the while, so it's a spinoff. So we knew she was going because we watched like the last other show. And she had like a boyfriend that she wanted to go like see in Korea. So she basically went there like mostly for her mom, but also like to be with her boyfriend and like finally kiss or whatever.
It is so...
Oh my God, it feels like it's written by like AI because like it just doesn't make sense. The characters are crazy. The drama isn't off the charts. There's like K-pop that plays like in each like transition scene. There's like, but it like doesn't sound like real music. So like, I don't know if it's actually K-pop or if it's just like AI music.
Okay. AI.
But anyways,
yeah, it sounds like trashy.
I watched two whole seasons of this show, and I, all the while I'm watching, I'm like, this is pure garbage, and I live to just gobble this shit up. So,
love that. I'm guessing it's not the kind of trash you'd recommend to me, but is it the kind of trash you'd recommend to Kaseyana?
Sure, yeah. It's super
Kaseyana
fun.
Kaseyana loves K-pop.
Yeah, well, and like, they keep making the joke in the show, and, like, it's sort of confirmed based on the, like, little research I did, that they're kind of playing off of, like, K-dramas. So where it's very, okay. It's, like, very soap opera-y, where it's, like, oh my god, like, my mom actually alive. Like, she's not alive. That was a bad example. Like, oh my god, this boy who was mean to me this whole time, I actually have feelings for. And like, oh my god, this girl who I thought was my friend is kissing the guy I have a crush on. You know, like, stupid.
Yeah.
Bullshit like that, but.
Love.
Yeah, very
wonderful.
Very, very trashy. Pure garbage. XO Kitty.
Okay, and to be clear, I think you've already said this, but just to say it again, just in case I missed it, are you this is your trashy? Is it a recommendation? Mm-hmm. Would you say go watch XO Kitty?
I would say if you want to just like sit down and like drink a little bit of wine and unwind in the evening and put on something that doesn't matter. And that maybe kind of makes you go,
does
oh,
it
like,
matter?
Oh my gosh, their outfit's cute. Or like, oh my gosh, like that boy's cute. Or like that girl's cute. Then like, this might be the show for you. Or if you've seen, I keep having to look cause I can't even remember, To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Yeah.
Which was like super popular.
I've heard of that.
It's the spinoff. So it's her little sister. And I liked that show. Again, not like good, but fun.
Sure.
So
cool.
I would recommend it if you like that kind of thing.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. XO Kitty, the trashy.
XO Kitty.
The Trashy is also a show.
Okay.
It is a show that is on Peacock. It's probably also on Bravo. I'm watching it on Peacock. So quick disclaimer here. This is not something we've talked about in the podcast, but people who are friends of mine know this.
Yeah.
I love Bravo. Kaseyana loves Bravo. My mother got all of the family really into Bravo. I don't like watch everything. I'm not like that big of a fan, but like I watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I watch some of the Below Deck. I watch I used to watch Vanderpump Rules, and that leads me to The Trashy, which is season 2 of The Valley, which is currently airing.
The Valley? Like The Valley here,
yeah, the
like
valley
in
as in like the valley like near where we live in California.
Okay.
The valley.
Okay.
They're always in, there's an episode where they're literally at the Ventura County Fair, actually. Which is
funny.
Very funny. The Valley's kind of a spinoff of Vanderpump Rules, sort of. It has returning cast members from that. So Brittany Cartwright, Jax Taylor, and Kristen Doty are all people that used to be on Vanderpump Rules. They were all canceled and kicked off of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, good.
And of course, in the Bravo universe, that just means you get your own fucking show.
Oh, good. Okay.
Season 2 is kind of just starting, so like it's still kind of getting its footing. But season 1 is amazing, and I can only assume that season 2 is going to be great too. So as of right now, I am recommending The Trashy,
The Valley.
But I can't promise it's going to stay good. You never know. I will say that. I need to say this. My recommending of The Valley is a net negative to the world and the universe that I'm telling people they should watch it. I do not stand by the people on this show, the things they say and do and behave. I am not okay with these people. Specifically Jax Taylor. Jax Taylor is like the worst person on earth. But,
this is your disclaimer.
This is my disclaimer is I am recommending this, and it's like recommending you to smoke cigarettes. Like, they're kind of fun to smoke.
But wait,
they will fuck you up.
Yeah.
The Valley's kind of fun to watch. It's not a good thing for the world. It's not the best thing, but at the same time, it is so good. It is so funny.
These people are
so dysfunctional and unhappy and fun to watch just be messy. Kristen Doty I think that she like was sent here to show us how low you can go. And God bless her. God bless her. I love
and not
her.
In limbo, right? Like
not in limbo. No. Okay. Although she may be in a form of limbo in life, I think. So good. So good. Watch The Valley. I definitely am recommending My Trash, but I feel guilty. Okay. I feel like I need to go like plant a tree now that I recommended this.
Plant a tree and like kiss a baby. And,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like wave to an old person, you know, just general good deeds.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really want to do like the last two things you said, okay. Like fair. At all, but like I probably won't plant a tree either, but like yeah. Maybe like I'll tip 25% when I get
oh
a coffee
my God.
Or something.
Do you hear that, service workers?
Could be you.
25%.
Sinking Sun Ventura coming your way.
Could be you.
In the same way that you had caveats for how you recommended yours, if you don't have any tolerance for trashy reality TV, don't watch
right.
The Valley. It's that to a T. But if that's something you already like and you haven't checked it out, I mean, what are you doing with your life? It's
come
crazy.
On.
It's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
I like this format. I think you may see future the good, the bad, and the trashy episodes in your on your podcasting platform of choice.
Yes. Or YouTube, even.
Or YouTube. Yeah, lots of people are watching us on YouTube now, which is really fun. So I guess we should have done, I guess I'll do the quick little plug here and say there's lots of ways you can consume us. Not literally. don't eat our flesh.
No. We're not made of corn.
You can watch us on YouTube. Maybe you already are. You can listen to us on really any podcasting platform. I think we're only missing from like a couple, and like they make you like do weird like hoops and stuff, so we didn't do them. But like Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Samsung, I think maybe even like Pandora, like we're on all of those. You can also reach us. We love when you reach out to us. Mm-hmm. Right, Steph?
Oh my God, yes. We live for it.
We live for it. We love it.
We live for it.
If you reach out to us, I will read what you sent us. Sometimes when I'm doing like polls or like movie recommendations, I don't really read those out loud. You can write to us on Instagram, Pod on the Cob. You can reach out to us on Blue Sky, Pod on the Cob. You can reach out to us on TikTok, Pod on the Cob. You can write to us at podonthecob@gmail.com. Or you can stop us on the street, scream in our face. also you can comment on Spotify, you can comment on any of the podcasting platforms, or you can comment on YouTube. Some people took me up on this recently. I reached out and I asked, you know, for movie recommendations of what movies we should do in the future. So thank you if you responded. I'm not going to read those out loud, but thank you if you responded. I read through all of those. I saved all of those to our playlist. And the goal is to watch all of those someday. So if you recommended something, one of these days your movie will be on the list. But another thing we reached out recently and said was what your favorite musicals were, because if you don't know, Kaseyana, my wife, and Steph and I did an episode recently about our favorite musicals, and we got some great responses that I'd love to read right now on L Show.
Yay!
So we got an email. We know this person. She's actually emailed us before in the past.
No way. Chandelier?
Chandelier emailed us and said, hello, you two. I love the musicals episode. It was so fun to hear from Kaseyana. I thought I'd mention a few more of my personal favorite musicals.
Okay.
Annie, Les Miserables.
Oh, I almost said Annie.
I almost said Les Miserables. So that's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't. I think
it's
that
just
would be
like,
on your brothers.
I like the stage play a lot and the soundtrack a lot, but I wouldn't say the movie is like one of my favorite movie musicals.
Right.
But it was like on my short list. Yeah. She also said, not sure if this one fits the category, but worth mentioning Once. I think Once kind of counts because there's music breaks. Yeah. Once is the one about like the Irish musician. And he,
oh yes.
He meets a woman. I think they have like an affair or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, did you guys know there's a musical about corn? It's called Shucked. You may need to cover this one on your podcast.
I know, we'll
come back to this. Thanks again for a great episode. Keep them coming. Thank you, Chandelier.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are aware of Shucked. People have been bringing Shucked to our attention recently, and we have kind of said that like we plan on doing something with Shucked at some point.
You might even say we plan on getting Shucked.
Get Shucked up.
I'm gonna get really shucked up.
That's how, like, yeah, one of my nephews would have said fucked up when they were like three. Let's get shucked up. I do want to watch Shucked. I think for like a special episode someday, maybe we'll go see it and like do like a little like special episode on it or something.
Cool.
We had a message from a friend here on Instagram, Heidi Ho Neighbor. By the way, Heidi Ho Neighbor also streams on Twitch. I think under the same name, but check her out on Instagram and then check her out on Twitch because she does really good Sims streams. They're
Sims,
very, very
Sims, Nancy
fun.
Drew. Yeah.
She does Nancy Drew too. Yeah. She said, Bet on It from High School Musical 2 should be discussed.
Well, okay. Let me discuss it right fucking now. Okay. Bet on It. It's Zac Efron, like, angsty singing through, like, this golf course. It's supposed to be in Arizona, but I'm pretty sure it's just set in like Palm Springs or something. Or it's filmed. I'm sorry. It's supposed to be set in Arizona, but I think it might be filmed in Palm Springs, but I could be wrong. But what I want to say is, everybody right now, open up your internet browser, Google Bet on It, like silent song. And what you'll get is a masterpiece of the video of Bet on It. Tyler, you have to do this when we're done or now. And because it's hilarious, because the song and what's happening is like Zac Efron's like, you can bet on it, whatever, I'm me. And he's like jumping and running around and like doing crazy spins and like skipping. So what they did is they did like a version of it where he's just like, it's like the sound of the real sound. So he's like, bet on it. And he like sounds kind of bad because he's like running around. So he's like all pitchy. He's like, his breath, you can hear it. It's very, very funny. If I describe it anymore, it won't be funny. So go and watch this video on YouTube and just get a really good laugh.
I've opened it up on my end, and when we upload this to YouTube, I will put the video in the description. So if you're watching this on YouTube, go to the description and you'll find a link to this video that Steph is telling us about. And I always put little links to things that are relevant to the discussion in there.
Cool.
I'll add the Red Letter Media Ready Player One link.
Sweet.
And I'll add the there's another review we did earlier that I said, maybe I'll do the last podcast of the left, Ryan Coogler one too.
Cool.
Yeah. Great call. I also am really glad that I have the sound coming in my headphones and not coming out loud of my laptop speakers, because when I opened this video up on YouTube, it started with a Hims commercial. And it just Hims? Sounded like I opened up porn in my browser here.
Hims. Yeah. I was thinking H-Y-M, and like church songs. Hims?
Oh no. Yeah.
Like
no,
they're
Hims.
Advertising Hims.
Hims is like a, like,
yeah, it's like the pill, right?
Yeah. It's like a pill for your dick.
Oh,
for him, dick, I should say.
Okay.
Okay. A few other, replies to what are some of your favorite musicals that we got. Country Mac wrote and said, Blues Brothers was one of their favorite musicals. That was also almost on my list. That's a great movie.
Dang. Yeah. That's a good
one. I actually did a poll on Instagram a while back using the Pod and the Cob Instagram and asked if people considered that a musical. And the poll said, I think it was like 60-40. So that it was. Country Mac, good call.
Cool.
Simply Sapphic Podcast. Like, by the way, Simply Sapphic Podcast, like, I love you. I love you guys. If you're not listening to Simply Sapphic Podcast, listen to Simply Sapphic Podcast. They're awesome. They're two incredibly great content creators that are making such a thoughtful and fun and funny podcast about such an important issue. So this is my mad plug for go listen to Simply Sapphic.
Hell yeah.
They said Lizzie. It's a rock musical about Lizzie Borden.
Oh, I have not seen this.
I also have not. I never heard of this. That sounds great. Yeah.
Sounds great. A rock musical. Hell yeah.
Yeah. V. Hale said The Producers. That's a super famous one.
Okay.
I've never seen it, though. I'll be honest. I've never seen The Producers.
I think I have seen it. That's like the, Matthew Broderick and Nathan.
Yeah. Yeah. Nathan Lane?
Lane.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. And I think there's an earlier version from back in the day that had like,
and that's a remake.
That's a remake, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What a zillennial you are.
Yeah.
Um,
it's true.
Our friend Ashton wrote to us and said Lion King. That also is a good stage play, right? So a good stage play and a good movie. Where is Rowan Daly wrote and said Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh,
which I don't know what that is.
That
do you know
one.
What that is?
I'm gonna look it up. Hang on.
Cool. Yeah, look it up.
And no, I don't know what it is. Okay. It's another rock musical.
What's the description?
Hedwig and the Angry Inch is a rock musical written by Stephen Trask and John Cameron Mitchell. Follows Hedwig Robinson, a queer gender East German singer of a fictional rock and roll band. Which already, that sounds great. The story draws on Mitchell's life as a child of a U.S. Army Major General who once commanded the U.S. sector occupied West Berlin. Hedwig was inspired by a German divorced U.S. Army wife who was their babysitter, moonlighted as a sex worker. Wow. Yeah, this sounds great. 1970s glam rock style of David Bowie.
Right on.
Cool.
Nice.
Good recommendation.
Yeah. Thanks for that one, Roro. Appreciate it. Gory Rory. you're going to want to look this one up too. Gory Rory.
Okay.
Hi, Gory Rory. And also, I hope you liked our Children of the Corn part two episode because you specifically said you wanted more Children of the Corn. So hopefully you liked that. Gory Rory said Anna and the Apocalypse. So you may as well look that one up too because I've never heard of that either.
Dude, see, this is why I love when listeners write in, because then we get recommendations and then we get new cool stuff that we can watch. Okay, Anna. Oh my gosh, the main character's name is Steph.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, there's no Tyler, but there is a Chris.
Speaking of Chris, my next one is actually from Chris, but keep reading about Anna and the Apocalypse.
Okay, a zombie apocalypse threatens the sleepy town of Little Haven at Christmas. Oh, hell yeah. Forcing Anna and her friends to fight, slash, and sing their way to survival, facing the undead in a desperate race to reach their loved ones. This sounds like a great Christmas movie.
Yeah, but, that sounds awesome.
But they soon discover that no one is safe in this new world, and with civilization falling apart around them, the only people they can truly rely on are each other.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
these are some of the
really
music. These,
fun,
these musicals
guys.
Sound more like my style
oh
musicals
my
than I typically would consider musicals to be.
Okay, cool. Wow.
Our next one is from Christopher Taylor Art, who I believe you are familiar with in the biblical sense.
All right. Let's keep this PG.
He said Mulan.
Hmm. Wow, I'm actually surprised he said that.
I got to be honest with you, because like I know that I'm on the Pod on the Cop Instagram just a little bit more than you are, and I get weird responses from Christopher all the time. he was recommending Airplane to us to watch it for a while,
oh,
and I reached out.
That's
and
just
because
like, he loves that movie.
I know. I was like, "Is Airplane a corn in it?" And he's like, "I don't think so." Like, that's the whole show.
He just loves that movie.
Although it's clearly not. Don wrote to us and said Annie. So we got another person recommending Annie.
Annie.
Yeah, love that. A friend of ours, Danny, wrote to us and said Shrek the Musical.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what that is. I think, is it like, is that also a play? Like a stage play?
Yeah, I think it might only be a stage play. But I will say that like growing up and when Shrek first came out, we had the... We had the soundtrack to the movie, and that soundtrack is fire.
It's pretty good. I think it's still pretty like well loved.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
And one of these days, I think we should do a soundtrack episode of like our favorite soundtracks and stuff.
All right. Okay. I like that. I've got a couple I would immediately. I can probably add two to my list right here now.
Cool.
I just know that there are two that I would definitely recommend.
All right.
Lily wrote to us on Spotify and said, all right, this took me many a draft, but here's my list.
Okay.
Grease, clearly,
she said. Yeah.
Hairspray with Zac Efron.
Okay. Yeah.
High School Musical 2.
Wow, we got a High School Musical 2 shout out.
I know. And an honorable mention for Cheetah Girls 2.
Oh my God. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Love Cheetah Girls.
Wow. Good shit. Yeah, thanks Yay. thanks for all those recommendations. Thanks for sending those our way. You know, maybe we'll send another little prompt out this time around after this episode too. See like what's good for you right now? What's bad? What's trashy? We'll send yes. something out and get you
please,
all
please.
Responding to us. So I said at the start of this whole segment, by the way, that we also recently asked all of you to recommend movies for us to watch because
yeah.
we always have like a plan, but recently we were kind of like, we had this whole plan to do these certain ones in a row. We did like Wicked and then we did, you know, and we did Wizard of Oz and like all of that was very like, we had like a whole like rationale to that. But recently we kind of like didn't have like anything particularly jumping out to us on our list that we wanted to watch. So I asked all of you to make recommendations and we got so many recommendations. So here's our plan moving forward because I don't want you to okay. think we're ignoring your recommendations. We are going to do an episode in June. That's all about that. That is one of the fan requested episodes. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but
don't spoil.
No, we won't spoil it, but it's a fan-requested episode. It was the one that came
multiple
in the
multiple requests.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it probably won. Yeah. Like, it was like this, and this, like, it maybe tied with something else,
and it
but it was also
heart,
one that jumped out so. To us a lot yeah. that we were excited to do. So, and we've talked about doing it for a while on the show,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So, in June, we're going to do the fan-requested episode, and we'll give you a shout-out when that episode comes, right? So you'll know who you are, and we'll say thanks. But the next episode that's coming out mm-hmm. later this month in May is not going to be a fan recommendation, and that's just because it's very rare for Steph and I that a movie with the word corn in the title ends up in theaters.
Yeah. it's a very exciting, very kind of like monumental occasion for
yes.
us.
And this month, a movie is coming to theaters called Clown in a Cornfield. And Steph and I just feel like we need to go see it together in theaters yeah. and then we need to come home and we need to do an episode about it. So we're going to do that first. Next episode is going to be Clown in a Cornfield. And then in June, we'll do the fan episode. So that's hopefully that works for everybody.
We hope you stay tuned and listen yeah. to both of those episodes. Yeah, we're very excited about Clown in the Cornfield. It's got mm-hmm. like all the things that, I mean, just in the title alone, all of the things that we want and love out of life, clowns, cornfields, right? The two C's.
Apparently it's based off of a novel I'm seeing
okay,
now.
Yeah, I know nothing about it, but I am very hyped.
Looking for a fresh start, Quinn and her father move to the quiet town of Kettle Springs. They soon learn the fractured community has fallen on hard times after losing a treasured factory to a fire. As the locals bicker amongst themselves and tensions boil over, a sinister grinning clown emerges from the cornfields
yes!
to cleanse the
Thank
town
you.
Of its burdens, one yeah. bloody victim at a time.
Oh, perfect. I'm so hyped.
Same here. I'm excited for this. So that's what's up next. We always try to get two episodes of this show in some format out every month. So yeah, just keep an eye on the socials. Keep an eye on Spotify and YouTube. And yeah, you'll keep seeing us put stuff out.
Yeah.
Yep. We're not stopping.
No. We're never stopping. Never stopping.
Never.
Stop.
What is the name of that movie? Never Don't. Stop, Never Stopping.
Right? Don't
I
stop.
Think so.
Never Stopping?
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about Popstar, which is a movie by The Lonely Island. What is the
yeah.
name? Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Okay, I was right, right? Is
You're
that
right.
what I said?
You're right.
Love it.
Wonderful.
Well,
okay.
To wrap things up, I'm going to do just one more hair flip, but I'm going to hold on to my headphones.
All right,
this
let's
time.
Go. Wow, you should be watching
better?
This on YouTube. That was great. If you're not watching
yeah.
this, it's hard
tune
to
tune
in
just for that. You can fast yeah. forward to the end, but
yeah
that's fine.
Maybe you fast forward to the end just to hear a shout out from me anyways if you knew it was coming. I'm gonna end it the way I end every episode and just say keep cobbing
okay.
on.
Peace out.